There's 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses from Kathy Mattea, and I love that song. And over the years, I've had the pleasure of seeing Kathy perform in concert, and the Iron Country family, you are now going to get that chance. Coming up Saturday night, November 12th at 7 p.m., as she will be at the Bigfoot Community Arts Center that's in the Bigfoot High School in their auditorium. And this morning, we want to welcome Kathy Mattea to Iron Country. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It is such a pleasure to have you. And it just was like we were talking off the air the first time that we met back in 89 on a hot, hot Saturday afternoon at the Country Fest up in Cadott. You know, I've been following your career ever since. I mean, we've been doing it just about the same amount of time.
Yeah, and now, yeah, that's true.
And now over the years, you've won multiple Grammys, CMA Awards. You're hosting your own show, The Mountain Stage. You're touring. You just released a new LP called Pretty Bird in September. My question to you is, did you imagine this musical journey lasting this long, Kathy?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I first started, I used to say, I just hope I'm still having fun when I get older, you know? Mm-hmm. I want to do it as long as it feels not like I'm just cranking it out or just kind of going through the motions. And you never know what that's going to look like. You don't know if you're going to get lucky enough to have you know, a career that lasts and songs that you know, live well over time. And so now to be here, you know, we all took a break during COVID, and I'm working harder now this year than I have in years. I'm doing that radio show, an NPR show out of my hometown that's been going for a long time called Mountain Stage, and I'm touring with my guys. And then Susie Boggess and I have been doing a tour with just us and our guitars telling stories and singing songs, and that's been really fun. I'm like, you know, I feel kind of like, you know, the wind has kind of come and filled my sails unexpectedly at this moment, and I'm just having a blast.
You know, Kathy, there's so many great songs in your catalog over the years, and you being a songwriter, it's got to be a great feeling. When you have a song that you've penned, when it strikes a chord with your fans, that's got to be a great feeling.
Well, I feel like I need to gently correct you because I did not write all my songs. And it is a great compliment to me that I inhabit them well enough that people think I did. But I can't take credit. My husband wrote my biggest hit. My husband, John Vesner, and our friend Don Henry wrote Where Have You Been. But When I made a decision at a certain point to really lean into the singing part, and songwriting didn't come easy to me, although I think I could have been a great writer, but it wasn't as fun, it wasn't as easy, and so I sort of leaned into that, and I was just really, really lucky because I made my early records with Alan Reynolds, who is best known now for being Garth Brooks' producer. But he looked at me and he said, Kathy, you can have people tell you what's popular and what's cool and what's hip. He said, but really, it's just the song, pal. You find a great song and you sing it honestly and you frame it well and it will be timeless and it will last. You can sing it for the rest of your life. And it was maybe the single best piece of advice I ever got.
That's awesome. Now, you're going to be coming up here to Wisconsin. A lot of people don't come up to Wisconsin once that November 1st hits. they kind of avoid us, but you're going to be up here at the Bigfoot Community Arts Center coming up this Saturday. And for our Iron Country listeners who are going to be in attendance, Kathy, are they going to hear you know, the classics and some new stuff? Are you mixing it up on the when you go out on the road?
Yeah, I usually try to. We have we're opening the show with a brand new song that I just found that I just love. And I finally was like, we just need to do this. And so, you know, we do that. Then we do a lot of the songs that people will recognize. And then I throw a few new ones in from my latest album. And usually we'll take requests. Sometimes people request songs I can't always remember. And I'll like, okay, you know, I'm going to limp through this one to try to accommodate your request. I haven't sung it in 10 years, so we'll see if all the words are still in the file cabinet in my head somewhere. And, you know, it feels great that people remember and are attached to these songs like I am, and it feels great to be able to sing them still and have them be alive. And, you know, one of the great things about this piece of advice I got from this, you know, wonderful man I got to work with for so many years, is that is really I have found for my own self that songs I think I know will come back to life in new ways. You know, I'll be standing on stage one night and singing like Love at the Five and Dime, and the second verse will come up and I'll be like, Nancy Griffith wrote those like Sportin' Miss Rita back by his side, you know, like, oh my gosh, who writes that way? You know, yeah. Some line or some story will just come to life in a new way. And they just keep, they keep doing that. And it's just, I realized a long time ago that it's like, it's a really lucky thing for me that these are the songs I get to live with because they've lived well.
Well, I know this morning on the show, I got a request for 455 Rocket, which is a song, which is a song that I remember debuting that when it came out, and somebody called for it today, and I went, you know what? There's a song that has pretty much stood the test of time, and I think it should be played more. That song just rolls. You gotta love songs like that. When you go to a show and somebody says, "Oh, I love this song" or "I love that song," and this song means so much to me. You as an artist, that's got to be an awesome feeling.
Oh, it's everything. You know, if you get lucky enough to do this for a living, that's like your holy grail, that you'll have a song that you think, oh, I love this song. And then people out in the world feel the same way. Like that's, you know, I remember when 18 Wheels came out and I realized, oh, this is different than any song I've ever had. Like this is, I was on the road with George Strait in those days. And I was like, and people were singing along and they were cheering me after it won Song of the Year at the CMAs. And I thought, oh my gosh, like this is it. It felt like surfing a big wave of love, you know, that was based in music. And 455 is the same way. It's sassy and it's fun and it's really smartly written and it's fun to play. And people love singing along. And it's just, it's why I'm still doing it, is because, you know, I'm playing these songs that sometimes I'll be standing there on stage and I'll think, this is a room full of people who heard this voice come out of a tiny speaker in their dashboard singing this song. And they all have memories of the song just like I do. And we're just celebrating that common emotion, you know. And that's what music does. It connects people over time and space and reminds us that we're all human. We're all very much the same, what we respond to in the world. And so, I feel very lucky these days and happy to be excited about, you know, doing my job every night. You know, I just I always walk up to the mic and say to the audience, I love my job so much.
And it's a great job. And, you know, I just found out this week about your show Mountain Stage, and we've played a few artists from that Appalachian area, and there's some great music coming out of there. How did that all come about, Kathy? And is that something that, like, we have an artist here that we know is out of West Virginia named Charles Wesley Godwin that we play quite often.
I love Charles Wesley Godwin. Love that guy.
Yeah, and he's been he's been in the studio. Our listeners love him, and he tells us there's so much great music that comes out of that Appalachian area. How did you get involved, and how did you become the host of that show?
Well, the show has been going for almost 40 years. And they started in 1983, and that's the year I signed my record deal. And as my career began to build, the show began to build. And after a few years, they weren't just statewide, they went national, and NPR picked up the show and started distributing it nationally. And I played on the, I had had a couple hits by then, and I played on the show at the NPR convention the year they went national. So over the years, there's only one artist who's been on more than me. So I was like, you know, I was like the hometown girl done good. So I was a friend of the show and just kept coming back and watched them grow and got to know everybody there. And so Larry Gross, who's the host and one of the founders, is 70 or 71 now, and he's ready to kind of, you know, step out. But they've been looking for a while for a host, and they couldn't find a good fit. And they asked me if I would guest host, and I thought, well, that'll be fun. That'll be something different. And I love the show. So I went and did it, and they were like, oh my gosh, you really get it in a way nobody else has. And I'm like, oh, well, that's nice to hear. They kept asking me back. And finally they said, you know, if it's something you would want to do, we would love to have you step in as the host. And I had never really thought about it before, but it's immensely satisfying to keep this institution going, mm-hmm. to provide a space for musicians to be heard, for classics to be heard, older musicians who are still out there, and new people who are being discovered. And it's, you know, it's got a flavor of my hometown, and so I really get it. And it's amazing to be like the facilitator of something with so many moving parts. And I have more faith in music right now than I have in years. I'm listening to, like, Charles Wesley Godwin. I might never have heard him otherwise. Mm-hmm. And he came on the show, and I was like, who is this kid?
Yeah.
He is amazing. And so there's just been many, many of those kind of things, and I enjoy it so much.
That is so awesome when you get to discover some new music, and you know, there's so much good music out there that people aren't getting to hear. That's kind of what we're trying to do here, is facilitate that and bring those artists to the light of, you know, people who really want that traditional sound.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's funny, I have a young friend that I'm kind of a mentor for, and she's a big Taylor Swift fan, and I think Taylor Swift is amazing. But the sound of her records is too poppy for me. Like, mm-hmm. I like a rootsy sound. I want, you know, I don't want a bunch of synthesizers and drum machines. Please just give me a really great band and a really good song and a really good singer.
Exactly.
somebody who wants to say something. And that is, as I get older and older, that's the music that sustains me.
We are talking with Kathy Batea this morning, and she is coming to the area, Iron Country. Get your tickets now. She's going to be at the Bigfoot Community Arts Center over Saturday night, November the 12th, 7 p.m. show. If you want tickets, you can call 262-275-2117 for tickets. And Kathy, where is the best place for our listeners to keep up to date with what's going on with Kathy Batea?
Well, I have a website, Natea.com, and that's got all my dates and my dates with Susie Boggess and all the Mountain Stage stuff. And then also I have a Facebook page. I am not one of those people that lives on Facebook. Like, I don't have any friends and I don't follow anybody. I just have an ongoing conversation with my fans on Facebook. So it's pictures and kind of unusual stories about our adventures. We were coming back from, Susie and I did shows in Idaho last week, and I'm standing in the airport on a layover in Las Vegas, and my old lighting guy, who worked for me for 15 years, shows up in the airport.
Nice.
Coming home from a show that he was doing. And we just, like, you know, it was just the most wonderful moment. So we took a picture and sent it to the fans, and a lot of the older fans remembered him, and just moments like that that are just great fun, the fun part about being on the road.
Exactly. And Kathy, we always let our guests pick the song out of the interview. What from your catalog would you like us to play?
Oh, all right, let's see. What would I like you to play? Do you have a preference, hit or not hit, ballad or not ballad?
I don't have no preference. That's why we leave it up to you.
Okay, then I'll play Where Have You Been? Because that's really the song that I think changed my life as far as connecting with audiences unexpectedly. I think that's probably the one I would choose.
All right. Well, Kathy, it has been a great pleasure to talk to you again and have you on the air. We hope that our Iron Country family gets out and sees you out to Bigfoot, and we hope you travel safe, and looking forward to seeing you Saturday night.
Thank you very much. We're excited to be coming. We'll have a good time.